With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, talking now with Essex Tech boys hockey coach Mark Leonard. Coach, welcome back to MSO, and a big congratulations on a real significant win for your program on Wednesday.
Yeah, it really was. You know, I mean, Winthrop is, they were the number one seed. They'd only lost one game, and, you know, it's for us to get a win against a team like that is really special for our kids.
You know, they're not only a good group of athletes historically and presently as well, but they're also coached by, you know, a longtime winning coach who knows about hockey as you do. What's it like, Mark, I guess personally, matching up a guy like with a guy like Dale Dunbar or Paul Yamin or any of those guys who have been around for a while? What's that feel like for you, knowing that you're all in sort of a special coaching fraternity?
Yeah, I mean, I've been coaching against those guys for a long time. You know, this is my 29th year. I think Paul Yamin's been there probably just as long. Dale, maybe not quite as long, but he's got to be there 20 years at least now.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had some fantastic games. I mean, I think back to, I think it was 2010 when I was at Peabody. We were undefeated in the NEC, and Winthrop had one loss, and we were there one loss, and it was the last game of the season, and it was 0-0. And he pulled the goalie because he had to beat us to win the league. And we ended up scoring. No one scored. It ended up 0-0, so we were league champs. But it's tough because Dale's a good friend. But, you know, he's a lot like me. He's very competitive. And I know he doesn't want to lose. And so it's tough. You know, it's great to beat him. But at the same time, it's like, you know what they go through. And, you know, it's, you know, I've been on the other end of the
well, that's
a lot of times, you know, so.
That's the thing about working with kids. I know, I get that. And I know Dale feels the same way. He has total respect for kids on the other team. But I think the thing is, you talked about competitiveness, and I don't think average the Joe fan or Joe parent like myself understands how competitive you are and your fraternity is, because you get coaching, and you there's so many details you have to take care of, plus, you know, actually get out there and skate. And then, and then you see what the other guy does. And if he works as hard as you do and knows as much as you do, then, you know, there's a mutual respect there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Dale's had, one of the top programs around forever. And when I was at Peabody, we were at the top. And we were always battling him. And we played Newburyport in the tournament a few times. We played him in the North Final over at Salem State. And to go to the Garden, we lost 3-2. It was a heartbreaker. But, you know, that was Paul Yamin and me. It's these guys have been around a long time. I have a ton of respect for them. I'm sure they feel the same. We all feel the same about each other.
Oh, absolutely.
Just because, you know, you know what you go through. It's like, it's not easy being a coach these days. It really isn't. And a lot of kids are,
well, we know
personalities. You got 20 different kids. Some of them you can yell at, some of them you can't. You know, it's tough.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they didn't care. They just yelled at you, and you fell in line or you didn't.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. No, I know, and I know what you've been through, and other coaches go through, and sometimes it's very difficult. But enough of that. Let's get to the game. Tell me about this game against Winthrop, and then I want to ask you a little bit about how the season has gone, because it seems like your guys are getting their chops more and more as we go along.
Yeah, well, last night it was a tremendous hockey game. I mean, we outshot them, I think, by about 15 shots or so. I'm looking for the sheet right now. But we outshot them pretty good. We just couldn't score. Actually, the shots were 33-17. We outshot them.
So
we controlled most of the game. But then it was 0-0. Their goalie played tremendous. You know, we hit a couple posts, a crossbar, and then all of a sudden there's 5.5 minutes left, and we get a major penalty for hitting from behind. So I'm figuring this great effort that we had is going to go for nothing because we got to kill a 5-minute major penalty. And, you know, but we worked hard. We got a block shot, and the puck bounced out to center ice, and Anthony Bucenti went down and scored for us to make it 1-0. And we held on, and then my son Brady got the empty netter, I think, with 5 or 6 seconds left to wrap it up. It was a great game. We were very fortunate. Although we played so well, I mean, honestly, it was probably one of our best efforts all year. I mean, the game was still in the balance, and it didn't look good for us. So it's, to come, you know, to have those emotions of dominating and just waiting for that goal to go in, and it doesn't, and then we get a pot, you know, and down. your emotions just go crazy. And then when we score, it's, you know, then you hold, because you're still on the, we're still on the PK, and it's like, yeah, we scored, but now they're going to score. And but I know the kids worked hard. We've done a great job of penalty killing all year. I mean, one of the problems with our team is we've taken some bad, untimely penalties, which, we were fortunate last night it didn't cost us, but, you know, we got to eliminate stuff like that.
Well, I know that has to be very difficult for a coach in terms of reining somebody in, because you don't want what we would call, for want of a better term, a stupid penalty, but on the other hand, you want the kids to be aggressive. So there are penalties and there are penalties.
Yeah, you know, I think most coaches can live with an aggressive penalty. I think, you know, the penalties that we're taking, though, are the ones that drive coaches nuts. You know, offensive zone penalties when you're on the power play and you cross-check a kid or something, and, you know, something stupid like that. Those are the penalties that will drive a coach nuts. And, you know, aggressive penalties, okay. Dumb penalties, not so much, you know.
I get you, Coach, and I know it's a repetitive thing. You gotta keep saying the same stuff over and over again, and you've done
it, and
it's year after year as long as you're doing
it. It really doesn't change much, you know. You kind of have your philosophy and your style, and you just kind of keep sending that message out there, you know. And the good teams are the ones that listen, and the ones that don't have success, they want to do their own thing, but. And we've all been around and had plenty of teams of each, you know. So,
oh yeah. What I've been asking coaches this week, Mark, is there's an evaluator. Actually, I keep saying it was to me, but it's to my wife. She got evaluated in her job, and one of the yearly evaluations, the evaluator had three things on the docket. One was do more of. The other one was do less of. And the third one was keep doing. And what I'm asking coaches now toward the end of the season, what do you want your kids to keep doing?
Yeah. I want us to keep working hard and improving. I think, you know, we kind of, the coaches look at it as, you know, with this new ranking system, you know, like if you go 20, you know, that's great. But if you're not highly ranked, you're going to play a real tough team. And so we're kind of looking at, like, at the big picture. So, the losses, you know, like we lose to Linfield, but they're a highly ranked team. It doesn't hurt us too much. You know, we beat Winthrop. That's going to help us a lot. It's just, I don't know. It's a day-by-day battle.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get better every single day. I'd like to see us eliminate some dumb penalties, continue to get pucks and bodies to the net. You know, one thing that's killed us this year is lack of goal scoring at times. You know, we've scored six, seven goals at times, but then other times, like last night, we dominate and it's 0-0.
You know,
it should have been 3 or 4 to nothing by the third period, but now we're struggling, and, you know, they get one lucky bounce and they take the lead, and all of a sudden they become like the 1980 Oilers and you can't touch the puck, and it's, you know, it's a funny game, you know, but it was a great win last night. It was great for our program.
I just talked with Christian Hansen a little while ago, and you know what he said? Yeah. Almost the exact same thing. He said, you know, we outshot, we did this, we did that, but the puck wouldn't go in, and we have to do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, so and that's what's fun about it. I have to ask you, was there a good crowd last night?
It was packed. Yeah, it was packed. We're very fortunate. The last couple of years we've had some success in some home tournament games, and we've got, what's awesome is that we have a ton of kids there. Like, there's a ton of the student body there. Mm-hmm. Which is great. And I think also we're playing, like, you know, closer teams. Most of our games are right down 95 to Newburyport or Triton, the Grant, you know. So I think we're getting a lot bigger crowds this year. Yeah, but it was great atmosphere last night. It was like a tournament game and two good teams going to battle. It was fun. It's great that we're at the point where it can be in this conversation with these teams, you know.
Well, yeah, and that's the transition. No. The transition for Essex Tech getting into the Cape Ann League. It's a very competitive league, especially with some of the upper echelon. So, in terms of that transition, Mark, is there something identifiable about how the kids have changed this year in terms of approach to a game? I know that you deal with practice all the time, but in terms of their understanding of who they're playing against, the speed of the game, the league that they're in, and as you mentioned, the difficulty of the schedule, do they sort of absorb that and grow with that and understand, you know, how important things can be in terms of paying attention to detail?
Yeah, I think they've come a long way, to be honest with you. I mean, You know, we got thrown to the fire with Newburyport and Linfield early on. We played pretty well. I think we've learned a little bit each game. I think puck possession, which is the real hockey game, how it's supposed to be played, is the number one issue. And I think in the past with other teams that we've played, maybe it really was just kind of like a whack-a-puck thing. You just outskate them. But, like, you know, when you play better teams and as the teams get better, there's less scoring, there's more defense, the more structure, and I think they've caught on to the – I think it's a little faster. You know, I mean, the top kids in each league are the top kids. They're just as good in any league.
Mm-hmm.
I think in this league, I think there's a little more depth. I think there's more schools that – you know, hockey towns. You know, like, you know, a lot of the tech schools, they're regional and they're not really hockey towns.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whereas a Newburyport, a Winthrop, a Danvers, you know, those teams, those are hockey towns, you mm-hmm. know. So I think you get more depth on these teams and just a little bit higher quality athlete, mm-hmm. I think,
yeah.
Maybe, you know.
Okay. Now, I love the way you talk about hockey towns, and that's so true. You know, Winthrop, Newburyport, Gloucester, Danvers. Now,
yeah.
I totally lost my thought here because I wanted to ask you about – oh, I know what it is. In baseball or softball, you can make up for – maybe a lack of tremendous talent by positioning, by understanding where the pitch is going, by being quick and things like that. Are there things, and this is a general question, Mark, I've never asked it before, but are there things
yeah.
in hockey when you're teaching kids that maybe they don't have the skill or the talent of another player on an opposite team, but by coaching, by positioning, by understanding the game, they might be able to gain a step or at least to compete, you know, a little bit better against a better athlete?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty famous saying, and especially in hockey, you know, will over skill. Mm-hmm. You know, and if we tell the example all the time when we're trying to get our kids motivated, we'll be in the locker room, we'll say, okay, there's a puck in the corner, and Sidney Crosby is right there. And Brady Leonard is right there. Who's going to get to the puck first? And everyone, of course, says, oh, Sidney Crosby. And I say, how come? Because he's an unbelievable hockey player. And I said, well, what if Brady Leonard works harder to get to that puck than mm-hmm. Sidney Crosby? Well, then maybe Brady Leonard could win the, you know, and I'm like,
uh-huh.
the puck doesn't know how good you are. If there's a 50-50 race, skill really doesn't matter. Skill matters on breakaways and two-on-ones, but for the grinds in the corners behind the net, you know, skill doesn't have a ton to do with it. It's if you play good position and you're smart and you're physical and you work harder than the other team, you know, you can beat teams. And I look at the last couple of years, Northeast, we've had a tremendous success in the Commonwealth Conference, and,
mm-hmm.
and Northeast has not had a lot of success, but they beat us two out of the last 4 years. They beat us one time because they simply outworked us, and our kids thought they could show up with their skill and win. But the team with less skill, who worked harder than us, was able to beat us. And I just think if you have the will to win, you can make it happen. You know,
will over skill. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, will over skill.
Great,
you know?
Great teaching point.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark, we're coming down the home stretch, and you're positioned very well in the MIAA power rankings. And you've got a tough schedule ahead. So tell me about how you're preparing for North Reading and what you expect from them.
Yeah, well, today, just to be a typical coach thing, we had, you know, one of the biggest wins in our history probably last night, and the regular season wins. And the first 10 minutes today, we sprinted them. And then they were all like, what's going on? And I just wanted to remind them that although that was a great win last night, we have a lot of work left to do, and
mm-hmm.
we're not done yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of got a kick out of it after they were mad at me because we were sprinting for 10 minutes. But they got the message, and then we had a good skate. So we just want to keep getting better. You know, it's not going to get any easier. You know, we're playing North Reading, who took Newburyport to overtime last week. So you can't overlook that team. And then we got Linfield down in the Vineyard and Hopkinton or Martha's Vineyard and Latin Academy. So we got a lot to play for. And I think we're going into last night, we were ranked fifth. I think we'll probably move up to fourth tomorrow when the new rankings come out. So we just want to get home games and we want to keep getting better. So
fantastic.
When we go in the tournament, we've eliminated the dumb penalties and the turnovers, and we're playing our best hockey. So
well, congratulations to you and the kids and the school. And it's fun to follow you guys now, you know, in the Cape Ann League, and to see your name up there all the time. And you know, we're going to talk again, Mark, as soon as we can. But in the meantime, thanks for taking the time, as you always do, in explaining stuff. And good luck on Saturday.
Rick, thanks again, pal. You've been so great. You're so good for our sport, and I can't thank you enough. I appreciate it.
Well, I love learning from you guys. So, Mark, thanks a lot. We'll talk again.
All right, Rick.
Take care. All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
That's Mark Leonard, who is the Essex Tech hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.